is on the line, the Hartford Superintendent of Schools. Dr. Rodriguez,
morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
We're 1 week into school. Obviously, day one was delayed because of the computer virus. But how has the first week gone, in your opinion?
It has gone as good as we have planned to, and I'll explain. We know that this is the first time that we opened the school year in the midst of a pandemic, and so lots of opportunities for us to learn. We did a lot of work over the summer getting ready with our new standard operating procedures relative to our safety precautions and COVID, and we have close to 20,000 of us, working on remotely and or on the server at the same time. So that's a lot of change for us.
Yeah.
We're managing through it. We are actually grateful that our families and our teachers have, worked as hard, even harder, as some of us here at the central office.
Governor, in the news this morning, Governor Lamont, I think you said it yesterday, is that he thinks you shouldn't close the school because one or two cases, students test positive, I guess, or even adults test positive. You agree with that, or, what's your policy?
Well, it isn't necessarily a policy. We have a procedure that is in alignment with a variety of things. One is the guidance that the Department of Public Health and the State Department of Education has released. And the way we are looking at it is, in Hartford is, we look at a case as a single case, as a unique case. And so we have to look at, for example, identifying the close contacts throughout the entire time that the student and or the adult was in our school. And then review that and juxtapose that with the CDC and the state guidance. We, for example, in the last two cases that we had, we excluded the appropriate individuals and did not close school.
Okay.
As it was not indicated to do so based on what we do know. And as we know with contact tracing, if new information is provided later on, then we will act on that new information.
Doctor, from a percentage standpoint, how many percent of the students in Hartford are prepared to go to remote learning if they have to?
So we are actually prepared to pivot at any point. This is why we were quite aggressive in the spring to deliver, more than 11,000 devices in a matter of weeks. And we have partnered, as you know, with others, including our elected officials, to ensure that there is broadband access. And until we get that in the fall, we know that all of our students that need access to internet, we will provide the hotspots to them. And so we try and continue to try to remove as many barriers as possible.
Right. Just going back to last year, and in essence, remote learning notwithstanding and all of that, a lot of kids probably have, it's not as good as being in the classroom. I'm sorry, but it's just not. So do you find your kids are a little behind now?
I will tell you that I do agree with what you just said in terms of it is not the same as in-person instruction. And across Hartford Public Schools and even across our country, what we did see in the fall is that, students that were participating in remote instruction, the average, the research indicates that they've lost an average of 3.1 months of learning.
Whoa.
And then when you look at this fall, so you overlay the fall on top of that, and there could be an average of an additional 3.7 months of learning loss. And so, right, look at the entire year and forecast ahead. That could be equivalent for some students to 12.4 months of learning loss. And so we know that online learning for all students does not work. And so while it is safe to do so, while the external health conditions allow us to, we are going to provide an in-person learning if that is what is best for that student and for that family.
Dr. Rodriguez, have you noticed a lot of parents, more parents are taking their children to school now than putting them on buses?
We have had in the recent days an increase in the amount of families that are requesting to have in-person instruction. Right now, where we were a few days ago was, 55 to 45. 55 requesting remote instruction, with 45 having the learning preference for in-person. But we are seeing additional requests that are coming in to change from remote to in-person.
Right, and those kids that are coming in person, they're more of them are coming in with their parents than taking buses?
No, you know, we see that the students that are eligible to be on our buses, many of them are still on our buses.
Okay.
There are a small amount, not as many as we thought would be riding with parents versus
all right.
of us.
Very good. Doctor, we always appreciate your
Thanks,
insight. Stay safe. Good luck, Dr. Leslie Torres Rodriguez, the superintendent of the Hartford Public Schools. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
All right.